Welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime, produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Storytime
for free!
Just search for us on iTunes.
Hi guys, we've got something really special for you. A way for you to become part of the By Kids, For Kids team. To find out, listen after the story. Seriously, you won't be disappointed. But for now, let's get on with the story. The husband who was to mind the house. Once upon a time, there was a man so surly and cross. He never thought his wife did anything right in the house. So one evening, in haymaking time, he came home scolding and swearing.
Look at this bloody mess.
And showing his teeth and stamping his feet.
Oh dear love, don't be so angry. There's a good man,
said his wife.
Tomorrow let's change our work. I'll go out and work in the field and you can take care of the house.
Yes,
thought the husband.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
So early next morning, his wife took a scythe over her neck and went out into the hayfield with the mowers and began to work the fields. A scythe, by the way, is a blade at the end of a pole used for cutting grass. The man stayed to look after the house and to do the work at home.
First of all, I'll churn the butter.
A churn is a kind of bucket for making butter. When he had churned a while, he got very hot and tired.
I'm thirsty,
he thought.
Time for a drink.
And went down to the cellar to open a barrel of ale. Just when he had pulled the cork of the barrel and was putting in the tap, he heard noises from upstairs. The pig had come into the kitchen.
Oi!
He ran up the cellar steps with the tap in his hand,
oi,
as fast as he could to chase away the pig, in case it went for the butter.
Why'd I catch that blasted pig?
But when he got up, he saw the pig had already knocked the churn over and stood there grunting in the middle of a puddle of cream running all over the floor. He got so wild with rage that he totally forgot the ale barrel.
You good-for-nothing pig! Get out!
He ran at the pig as fast as he could, chasing it all the way past the garden gate, which he slammed shut. Then he remembered he had the tap for the barrel in his hand. But when he got down to the cellar, every drop of ale had run out of the cask and was soaking the cellar floor.
Yuck!
He tried a sip. It was disgusting. Then he went into the dairy and found enough cream left to fill the churn again. And so he began to churn. When he had churned a bit, he remembered,
oh bother, the cow was still stuck in the stable and hadn't had a bit to eat or a drop to drink. It's too far to take her down to the meadow. I'll just get her up on top of the house.
Because the house was thatched with reeds and a fine crop of grass was growing there. Now, their house lay close up against a steep hill, and he thought,
if I put a plank across to the thatch at the back, I'll easily get the cow up.
But still, he couldn't leave the churn, because there was his little baby crawling around the floor.
If I leave it,
he thought,
the child is sure to knock it over.
So he took the churn on his back and went out with it. But then he thought,
hang on, I'd better give the cow some water before getting her onto the roof.
So he picked up a bucket to draw water out of the well. But as he stooped down at the edge of the well, all the the cream ran out of the churn onto his shoulders and down into the well.
No! Oh, blast!
Now it was almost supper time. And he hadn't even made the butter yet. So he thought he'd just boil the porridge. He filled the pot with water and hung it over the fire. When he had done that, he thought,
hang on, the cow might fall off the roof and break her legs or her neck.
So he got up onto the roof of the house to tie her up. He tied one end of the rope
like that
to the cow's neck.
And like that.
And the other he lowered down the chimney.
Ha ha! Perfect!
He climbed back down and tied the rope round his own leg. He had to hurry because the water now began to boil in the pot and he still had to grind the oatmeal. So he began to grind away. But while he was hard at it, the cow began to slip off the rooftop. And as she slipped, she dragged the man up the chimney by the rope.
No!
He got completely stuck, with just his head sticking out the bottom of the chimney.
Wife!
As for the cow, she hung halfway down the wall, swinging from side to side. She could neither get up or down. The wife, who was working in the fields, looked down at her neat, freshly cut pile of straw and wondered when he would come to fetch her. She was starving, but he did not come. I wonder why. At last, she thought she'd waited long enough and went home. But when she got there and saw the cow hanging from the roof, she ran up and cut the rope with her scythe. As she did this, down came her husband out of the chimney. And so when his old wife came inside the kitchen and stepped into the dirty puddle of cream, there she found him, standing head first in the porridge pot. Right, as we promised, we have some great news for you. We've got some awesome ways in which you can participate in the Buy Kids for Kids team. Go to patreon.com/buykidsforkids. Subscribe to get some amazing rewards. Become a story wizard. An executive producer. A junior wordsmith. Or the best one of all, a creative director. In which you can write us your own story that we will perform and publish. We'd love to have you on the team. Go to patreon.com/buykidsforkids. That's patreon.com/buykidsforkids. Also, if you'd like to know more about the team, go to buykidsforkids.co. That's buykidsforkids.co.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.